Praise the Lord. Welcome. Today I'm going to teach on one of the most important things that there is. And what's inspired me to do this was I walked over to my son's house just a couple of days ago, and he pulled up on his phone. He said, "Dad, I got to show you a picture." I said, "Okay." So he pulled up a picture, and it was a hand, and it looked perfectly normal to me. And I said, "So what's the big deal with the hand?" He said, "I want to show you what the man that sent this to me said that his son's hand looked like before you prayed for him." And so he pulled up another picture, and the boy had big warts on his hand. I remember whenever the man brought the boy, I was working on a truck that day, or a tractor, down behind the field house, and this man came down there, and he brought his son, and he says, "We're from West Texas." And he said, "I was listening to one of your CDs where you prayed for a young man that had warts and scars all over his body, and all of the warts and the scars went away after prayer." So he said, I decided I would bring my son here, and I want you to pray for him that these warts will go away on his hand. And I prayed for him, and guess what the Lord did? He took away all the warts. You know, people stand in awe, but I was raised in a Baptist church. And I sing this song a lot. "Oh, what needless pain we suffer, all because we will not carry everything to God in prayer." Now, why is it that the church doesn't realize who she is? I am nothing special in the kingdom of God. But I do something that a lot of people don't do. I at least pray for people. You know, and not every time do I get an answer. There is times I pray for people and I don't get an answer. But if I stay with it and I find out what the sin is that's blocking that, do you know what kind of a prayer results we have here when we find the sin and we get pray in faith? You know, we have nearly a 100% result in prayer. Now, if we have that kind of results, why don't everybody have that kind of results? To start off with, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us how often we're supposed to pray. And I'm going to tell you that none of us do this. This is a very long verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Three words. And what does it say?
Pray.
Why don't we believe that? I tell you, we don't believe that because we don't know that. That's the unfortunate part. And when we pray, we must pray in faith. And we pray not realizing that we're living in sin. So there's so many reasons. Of course, as some of you know, I took a week off here a while back, and I flew to Washington, D.C., and every day, you know what I did by going to Washington? I went to senators and congressmen's office, and I prayed for them because the Word of God told me to pray for those in power so we could live in peace. Is that what he said?
Yes.
So I have to repent. I don't pray for those guys often enough. I grumble and complain about them a whole lot more than I pray for them. Now, I hope none of y'all are like me there, but I got a feeling some of you are. But I'm going to tell you that I know prayer works. I have experienced it. I have seen it. And since I learned how to pray and pray in faith about 30 years ago, I could not even begin to tell you how many thousand answers to prayer I've had in my life. But I have no idea. But I have seen God do some awesome things. You know, I've not just prayed for a wart and seen a wart come off. I've prayed for hundreds of warts with scars all over the boy's body and seen the Lord take off every wart on the boy's body plus every scar on his body. That's pretty impressive. You know that? But I've seen our God give people brand new legs with crippled legs when they couldn't walk, hadn't walked in 2 years. And I merely laid hands on him and prayed a simple one-line prayer, and the man gets up and runs all over the place totally healed. I have seen that. Why is it that God does those things for me? Oh, I know I'm something special, aren't I? No, I'm not something special at all. I just do my best to realize that what he paid the price for me on the cross, it was done. Amen. That he made me holy. And if I'm holy because he made me holy, then I ought to act holy. Amen. You know, I ought to walk in obedience to his word. I shouldn't be a liar when people see you as a Christian. after they spend a day with us, they ought to say, you know, that woman or that man, that person is more like Jesus than anybody I've ever seen. Now, if we are like that, and we know that we've been made that way because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we didn't have a thing to do with it. He did it all, and we give Him the glory, and we call Him the King, the Master, the Lord, the Savior, and He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my provider. And if I praise Him and thank Him and worship Him like He says, there is nothing I will withhold from you in prayer. That's a pretty awesome statement, isn't it? But you know, if that's true, then why is there so few people that get these kind of answers from God? They will look at me, and I've had people tell me this, Thurman, I'm not like you. You're special. And God has given you a special gift. I don't agree with that. I really don't agree with that. I think that the only reason God does what He does through me is because I realize who I am in Him. Amen. I realize that I am a son of God, a joint heir with Christ, and I am in Him, and I'm supposed to walk in obedience to His word, just like He said. And if I will walk in obedience to His word, then when I pray, when I come to the Father in the name of Jesus, who does the Father see when I stand there praying? He sees Jesus. And for His Son that was pure, what is He going to give His Son when He prays? Anything and everything He asks for. And when you realize that that's a position of authority that He's put you in as a son or a daughter of God, when you pray in faith, nothing wavering, you will see God do great and awesome things. Now, today, I want us to pray for our people in Washington. I remember when they tried to put the Constitution together in 1776, they could not come up with a decision. So the men did something that I don't think this group even knows is available. Those men back in those days, they decided to take the weekend off and fast and pray and come back Monday and see what kind of decision they could make. So they took the weekend off and they all fasted and prayed and come back in on Monday morning and wrote the Constitution and everything of the United States of America that has withstood over 200 years. They used to start the day in prayer. I don't think they do that anymore. If they do, I think most of them don't show up. I want us to pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to the throne of grace to praise You and thank You and worship You. And Lord, You told us to pray for our leaders so we could live in peace. And Lord, we're not living in peace right now. Too many people. There are some of us that are living in peace, but not all. By far, not all. But Father, we know that those of us that are Your children, Your sons and daughters that know who we are in Christ, know what You did for us on the cross, You said we can come to the throne of grace and we can come in boldly and ask You what we want to, and You will answer us. So Father, in the precious name of Jesus, first of all, we confess our sin, all of them, all of the sins that things that we don't even know we've done. But Lord, we confess sin and we want You to clean up our life and make us holy and pure in Your presence. And now, Lord, we ask You to move on the hearts of every man and woman in the Congress and the Senate, that as they vote for whatever they're going to vote for, give those men and those women that are up there knowledge and wisdom, understanding how to vote. Give them the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding and the revelation they need to make the right decisions to vote for this country, that this country will become a great nation again under Your leadership, so that we can be men and women of God, so we can go and talk about Jesus everywhere we want to, and that all those people that come to this country from other countries that bring their own gods, we ask You to move on their hearts and convict them that there is only one God, and that's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And may You bring those people, all of them, into the kingdom of God and gloriously save them. And I ask You to give the ones that come become Christians knowledge, wisdom, revelation, and understanding so that they may know who they are. Because, Lord, if they become a Christian and then don't get in the Word, they'll never know who they are. And so, Lord, reveal Yourself to them. And I want to thank You for doing that. Now, Lord, I know that I heard on the news the other night that we were way slow on water again in all the reservoirs. So, Lord, you said we could ask anything as your children and you would do it. So I ask you to send a beautiful soaking rain that'll fill up the reservoirs. Lord, maybe it'd take 2, 3, 4 inches. I don't know. Last time we prayed for 6 inches and, Lord, we got it. And Lord, I praise you and thank you for sending that rain to fill up all those reservoirs. Last time we prayed when they were down, some of them were 15 and 20 feet low. And Lord, within a week, you filled them all up after we prayed. We thank you for that. Now we ask you to fill them up again. And Lord, we ask you to reveal to the people, the men and women, the wonderful things of the Word of God, and move on the hearts of pastors that they'll start teaching the truth of your Word. So people will see how they need to repent of their sins like you told us in your Word. And then may we start praying in faith and seeing great things happen. And may we see such great and mighty things happen in our churches that people will knock down the doors to get into our churches. They want to know, they want to be where the men and women of God are. And that's going to be us and all the others that'll believe in you. And Lord, we praise you and thank you for the great things that you're going to do and that you have already done. Than for giving us all power and authority. And Lord, may we use it for your glory. And we thank you for all the answered prayer. And Lord, this man that had the son that had the warts on his hand that you just healed and sent me the picture, I thank you for doing it for that man. I thank you that that man come all the way from West Texas to bring his son. And I got to pray for him and you took those warts off. But Lord, I thank you for all the answered prayer. Lord, nothing is hard for you. Nothing. You are the mighty King. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and you are God. Yes. And I love you and I praise you and I worship you for hearing my prayer and answering them every time in Jesus' name. And we all said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now then, I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 1, start with verse 3. And I want to show you something there in Ephesians 1, starting with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, meditate on that one line. I can see Paul on the hills of Ephesus with his hands up in the air saying, bless the Lord. Now then, if you knew that God had already blessed you with ever spiritual blessings, could you stand on that hill and hold your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus? That's why Paul could do that. He understood that.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Take Everything to God in Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.